Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we are hanging out with the real Brit Fit. Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you and your 3 million followers on Instagram? And I'm hanging out with Brittany and Carmen. Nurse Carmen and I are chatting while Brittany gets her facial. We are chatting about OnlyFans.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. We are dying to know. Tell us all the things.
So,
wait, first as a little preview. So, visualize beautiful blonde, long hair, gorgeous figure, California beauty, but you're not from California.
No. Originally from Michigan, just moved to Florida.
Right.
Yes.
And how long have you been a fitness model and fitness buff? Actually, real sports enthusiast, too.
Yeah, I did bikini modeling for a while, but I've been in fitness for 7+ years. Wow. Right after high school, I got into it, so yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I was, you know, personal training, stuff like that, but now I'm not in that. I'm in OnlyFans.
So you've worked out all your life, you have a great body, great physique, great attitude, and enthusiasm, and then that led to a lot of followers? How did you think you grew your followers?
So I started on TikTok. Got a lot of followers off of TikTok, and then they just kind of came to my Instagram. And then from there, I started getting shouted out on a lot of different platforms and, you know, Twitter, TikTok, and then Instagram. Just big pages, and I don't know. I think people watched my videos and were like, oh, she seems cool. They're like cringy, cute content. And so they just come to my profile, and now we're here.
And here you are.
Just organically after about a year, since February.
It definitely helps to have a cute, fun personality and be, seem like you're very approachable and, and also down to earth and not like too aloof and, you know, too good for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that.
Thank you.
And what made you sweat? When does one realize that they have the potential and the digital voice to grow financially and become an OnlyFans?
You know what? I don't even know what happened. I mean,
is it at 1 million followers?
No.
Or
two,
no. Or
so I started, I started like after TikTok started blowing up. I was like, everybody was getting on it, but it wasn't as big as it is now. You know, so I would say that I jumped on the bandwagon early. I got on there and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go all in. I'm just going to do everything and I'm just going to make a living because, you know,
why not?
I come from nothing and that's just something that...
So you've worked really hard your whole life. You come from being very humble beginnings.
Yes. I had my own gym, personal training, and now this.
And now this. So for people who don't know, can you describe what OnlyFans is? For those of you who have your hair, if your head's buried in the sand and you haven't heard of this.
So OnlyFans is
That's Carmen.
Is different.
Okay, wait. So Carmen's in the room here with us.
She's like, I'm so lost.
But so, Carmen, you and I have heard from many of our gorgeous clients that they do participate with OnlyFans. But I've never asked them.
But OnlyFans is different for everyone. So it's always about what you're comfortable with. It's always about what your boundary, you set that. And I think that's what's amazing about OnlyFans is that you get to set your own boundary. So you can do whatever you're comfortable with. You can do, you know, like lewds where you're in just like cute lingerie and you're just selling pictures of just
What's that called, a lewd?
Lewd, you know, like not nude, lewd. You know,
like
just like sexy
lewd.
yeah you know, and then you can go into, you know, you dive deeper and deeper and you can get into adult content and stuff like that, you know. But that's why I love OnlyFans, because you just do what you're comfortable with. And
so if I wanted to, I could have an OnlyFans with me being a doctor.
Actually,
like a really
you can. So I know doctors that have actually started OnlyFans, and they sell, like, their procedures and stuff on there. Like, they show, like stuff that people do with their butts and, like, stuff like that. Or, like, you know. Yeah, like, before and afters, all of that. So, I mean, that's the great thing about OnlyFans, too, is that you don't have to do adult content. Like, I know people that do makeup on OnlyFans, fitness, you know what I mean?
The works. Do you have to be invited? Do you get, you just apply?
So how that works is you go on there. You don't have to be invited. You can, anybody can sign up, but it, you go through a process. So you send in your email and you send that, you have to prove that you're a real person. So nobody can go on there and pretend to be you.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you go on, you apply, you send them like a picture of your ID, prove that you're a real person, go through a process. And then after about 2 or 3 days, you get accepted and then you can just start. And then you just, like, if you make money on there, you have to wait till you have a certain amount of money. And then after you have that certain amount of money, you can withdraw your money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know people that, you know, they make their whole living off of OnlyFans. And I think that's great, you know.
But it's $3 for a month, a subscription?
So, you can make your own. So
you can price your fans. Oh, price, yeah. Everyone.
So your OnlyFans could be $50. Your OnlyFans could be $2. A month. Yeah. It's always monthly. But what OnlyFans does is once you have your subscription price, they do where you can buy 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, or a year. So, and then they discount it for them.
Like a package.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, after.
And they advertise for you, or you grow?
Oh, no, you have to advertise yourself.
Oh, so you're on your own following.
Oh, yeah.
Not your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Got it. Wait, is this why TikTok is dying down?
No, but listen.
Because everybody switched to OnlyFans?
Well, listen. So TikTok is one of the biggest platforms to grow your OnlyFans. Because think about it. You have so many different people that you can reach whenever you want to reach them. I mean, if you get 3 million views on a video and that video says, go click the link in my bio,
yeah,
that's 3 million people that have a chance to go and see that you have an OnlyFans.
Click the link in the bio, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, not, you know.
And how's that different from Instagram? Because if you have a lot of Instagram views.
Well, it's very hard to grow on Instagram. It's way harder to grow on Instagram than it is on TikTok. You know, you don't see many people. You see people that have been on Instagram for years, and they don't even have that many followers, you know? Because they've been trying and trying, but it's just hard to grow organically.
So you kind of hit TikTok at the right time.
Oh, yeah. I jumped on TikTok, like, right when it turned from Musical.ly to TikTok.
Uh-huh. Good timing.
Yeah.
It's a little harder to grow right now on TikTok, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's way more people. And it is also harder to grow on OnlyFans now. Because I know that, you know, it's grown so much since I've been on there that people, you know, I think, what is it, 900 million people, something like that, is on the platform now, which is absolutely insane. Think about how many people that is.
900 million people are on OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
900 million.
So, and are they all guys?
So I get
are
my subscription.
Okay.
I want to go back how this works.
Yes, yes, yes. So, the subscription, minus $3. Like I said, you can choose whatever you want. Be 20, 30, 40, it doesn't matter. So you pay, how mine works is you pay the initial $3 and you get a whole entire feed. I post 2-3 times a day. You get just like cute content of me, and I'm just like in bikinis and just like in lingerie, and you're just like seeing me, you know, like I talk to them or I'll just like, you know, do cute stuff.
Privately, like,
yeah, no, posting. So it's like an Instagram or TikTok feed. So it's the same thing. You get a whole entire feed, and they just get to scroll through your feed and see all your videos. They get
but
to like
it. $3? That seems so little.
Well, that's...
That's where you got to get a lot of people doing it every day.
Yeah, so... But that's not exactly all where you make the money. So then people can tip you in your messages.
Mm.
So if you send out, say, videos. So I send out a video a day. Mm-hmm. Every single day, all of my subs get a video. So with a video, people can buy your video. And then that's where, you know, you make
your
money.
That's where the money comes
in.
Mm-hmm.
Buy
the
video. So 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 people can buy your video.
And the video costs how much?
It all depends. It could be like a $5 video. It could be, you know, $20 video. But that's where you make your money, is all from that.
Interesting.
But some people do it the other way. Some girls make their OnlyFans free. I know some huge Instagram models that have free OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
And that's they make their money from tips too. Or yeah. Or
why would a person
free OnlyFans, you have to tip to talk to them at all.
Oh,
so you have to tip any amount. I think it's any amount.
to send any message. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you send one message, you have to tip every time you send a message, I think. I know that initially you do have to tip every time that you talk to somebody.
Interesting. So are there just a bunch of pitiful guys out there that pay $5 to send you a text to say how hot you are?
So how many OnlyFans do you have?
I can't.
You cannot disclose that.
But, you know,
enough,
I'm 0.01%, and, you know, I'm at the top. So, I mean, I'm very blessed.
0.01% of all OnlyFans.
Yes.
Wow. Good job, girl.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You must work hard. So,
but, you know, I do treat this as a job. You know, I work hard at it.
I work hard every day.
So hard. People look at it and they don't think that it's a job, and that's where everybody is wrong. Yeah. Because it is. You know,
it's like Instagram, TikTok content creation is a true job, and you're constantly like exhausted making it.
Yes, I mean,
I love it, but it's work. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something you have to keep up with.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful for everyone who supports me. You know, being able to be more intimate on a platform is what I love. I get to, you know, talk to people and get to know people. And I think that that's also, it's not even just about your content. It's about getting to know. I love talking to people. I love getting to know other people's stories and, you know, what they go through. It just makes a person, you know?
That's
so
true.
That's very fun to me, is being able to message people.
I would think
And then
that
you get
that,
to flirt with people, and that's fun, too.
I would think that that grew a lot during the pandemic, because people were so isolated.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
I'm super grateful for that, too, because I was not hit as hard as other people were, because I get to work from home.
Yeah.
You know, I feel so bad for the people that, you know, got laid off, and I think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of girls and guys, you know, when the pandemic hit, they were able to go onto the platform.
Yeah, and that was kind of, relief from having
nothing
to do.
And then they got to make money from that, and I think that they helped them. And I know personally some people that worked, like, 9-to-5 jobs before the pandemic, and then they started an OnlyFans, and they were able to quit those jobs.
Got it. So I think that's so interesting that OnlyFans, the whole concept of it. Now tell us about these interesting platforms where people show pictures of their feet. Is that also OnlyFans?
Yeah, well, a little link. I sell pictures of my feet.
You do? Yes. Oh my gosh. Wait, are your feet cute? They are very cute.
Oh my God.
Very
cute. That is so funny. So some girls like that.
Yeah, well, they're not. It's just...
Well, her feet are
they're
cute.
Fetish.
Yeah, but it's a fetish, but, you know, you can't... You can't judge.
Everybody likes things.
Different
things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they like feet, then they like feet. All power to them.
So
I have
funny.
Cute feet. I'm going to show them my cute feet.
I agree. I totally agree.
Do you feel that you have a base of clientele that you're in constant contact?
Okay. I have some people on there that I've talked. Like, I have a couple, like, people that have been subscribed since, like, the first or second week I started a year ago. And we talk every single day. It's
oh,
a
nice.
Constant thing. So, like, I know a lot about them. They know a lot about me, you know. They ask, like, how you are every day. And it's just, like, it's nice. It's like having friends over the internet. And they're all across the world. And it's so fun.
Across the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Every different country you could imagine. They're
all
there.
I have to agree with you. Because even on Instagram, having people that you recognize their name and their comments.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like they're your super fans. And it's, you feel really grateful to have
them. Yeah, exactly. So I'm grateful for every single person. And, you know, I'm not doing this for the money. You know, I'm doing this because I love it.
Yeah.
I love what I do. And
but I think it's good that you're financially smart. Like,
oh,
you're 20-something. How old are you?
23.
That's crazy that you're 23 and you're so responsible.
Thank you.
That's
I try not
smart.
To waste my money. I save a lot.
So you can invest in real estate
or
something big with your dream.
Yeah.
What would be your dream in the next 4 or 5 years to do?
Definitely have a couple real estate investment properties all around, too. You know, maybe
different
one
countries.
In New York,
one
here.
I love that idea.
I want to save up. I do want to, you know, settle down one day, find a dream husband and have kids.
One of these days.
Yeah.
But for now,
you
do you have
next
a puppy?
5 years. Yes, I do. I do. Her name is Harley. She's my little baby. She's
puppies
my child.
Are good. I got a puppy during the pandemic.
Did you?
Well, it was my daughter's birthday present, but now he's sort of like my little precious.
Did you imprint on him?
I
Do
think
you, like,
so, actually. No.
No.
He sleeps next to me.
What kind of puppy is it?
He's a teacup Maltese.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, what do you have?
A little, well, she's little for her breed, but she's a cattle dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Adorable.
She's my pride and joy.
That's so amazing. Well, so Carmen, did that answer a lot of your questions about OnlyFans?
Yeah, you have any more questions?
So are there any models or influencers that don't have OnlyFans? Because I think that almost every single one of them is getting an OnlyFans.
Almost all of them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What advice do you have for aspiring models or people who want to start an OnlyFans or be as successful as you?
You know, I think that a lot of people get lost in social media, and I think that people need to step back and, like, know their roots and where they come from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that sounds so cliche because everybody says, like, you know, stay true to yourself. But, like, I think that that's actually true. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people lose themselves. And, you know, having 3 million followers does not feel any different to me. I don't treat people any differently. You know, I feel mm-hmm. like some people might treat people like, oh, I'm better than you because I have a following. Like, that's not right.
How it works. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that people that, you know, want to aspire to maybe be an Instagram influencer or, you know, an OnlyFans model, I think that you just need to stay true to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you feel comfortable with. Never let anybody, you know, tell you what they think you should do or influence you to be like, oh, you should do this, you'll make more money. If you don't feel comfortable with it, don't do it.
Is there a dark side to all of this where people
yes.
get taken advantage
yes,
of?
Yes, there
or
is. And there are stalked. People that, you know, like there's a... And I'm putting in quotation, management companies that take advantage
yes.
of girls, and they
oh
take, like, 50% of your money, and, you know, it's just, like...
Every single content house now has basically had
oh,
people,
yeah,
like, with controversies.
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So what's a management company?
It all depends. I mean, it depends on what...
It's someone who gets you branded deals and
yeah,
takes
yeah,
a cut,
yeah.
basically, right?
Yeah.
And a big cut if they're not nice or they don't even tell you about
it. Exactly, them. Yeah. But they can very much take advantage of you, so...
Mm, that's sad.
Yeah. Especially these girls that, you know, they want some type of quote-unquote, like, clout, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
fame. And they think that these guys that are promising that, you know, and they take advantage of you, and then...
That's hard because I think that they come to L.A., they move here from
exactly.
a small town,
exactly.
they feel the glitz and
it's
glamour.
It's a whole Hollywood story.
And I think that's
yeah.
why I haven't moved to L.A., and I don't think that I ever will 100%, because I think a lot of people do get lost here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're
Everybody
not hanging around with the right people... It's hard to, you know.
Yeah, if you're not like a balanced individual who's
yeah,
got their head
exactly,
on their shoulders,
exactly.
it's easy to get distracted.
I think now I'm strong enough, but, you know, in the beginning, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what you could get lost into?
Yeah,
you know, so. Guys taking advantage of you, girls not being nice to you. You know.
So true.
There's so much drama nowadays.
Yeah. People stalking or, you know, being obsessed with you. Is that a thing you have to worry about with OnlyFans?
Yes.
100%. Oh my gosh, yes. People who think they know you so, so well.
It's so safe that, you know, it's just a different way
it
of...
It is. You know, these girls
kind
like,
of fantasize
yeah.
about things, but yet it's
yeah.
not like you're
but they
working
can't
at a stripper
you.
Pole that
exactly.
they're touching you or
exactly. It's
you know,
so
it's
much
I think
safer.
Psychologically,
and dancers do that too. A lot of dancers are doing this.
OnlyFans,
yeah, because mm-hmm. it's much safer. You know,
yeah.
guys follow you out of the strip club, and you know, I have some dancer friends, and you know, they have horror stories about. What they go through, and I just think, you know, like, I want to help them start OnlyFans so that they don't have to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because yeah,
there are horror stories. And then they get to see you in the flesh, and they start, like we were talking about, you know, being super obsessive and, like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go to the club every night they're working and know
mm-hmm.
their schedule and then follow them home and
I
know
that's
where they live.
Gotta be end, really.
And, no, so and nobody
scary.
Knows where I live, you know, and I love it because it's just safe for me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that they could be all over the world, too.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not in a little bubble that
exactly.
they can follow you.
Exactly. And you never release your location when
mm-hmm.
you're there because that's super scary, you know, people, you know,
if
especially when you have 3 million followers,
yeah.
if they know
you
where
know
you are.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
yeah.
And yeah. then somebody's like, oh my god, she's there right now. I'm right down the street. Let me go find her.
That's
and then,
so true.
Yeah.
That was so scary.
That's what happened to Kim K, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In her Snapchat when
mm-hmm.
she got burglarized. And
oh, I remember.
But
yeah.
her security is huge now.
Yeah.
Huge. Like,
yeah.
she... I mean, I kind of watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. but the newest episodes, you know, she even made her own family... go through security and like they have to do security checks and check your ID and stuff because you never know, especially with prosthetics and stuff nowadays. People could pretend to be.
Oh, you know what? That's so true.
Yeah, like you could look exactly like a person, and if somebody doesn't care, they just let you in and then they do something.
That's so true. Well, so you have OnlyFans with all different levels of access and all different kinds of content.
Yes,
and
but you can always talk to me. $3 gets you in, and it doesn't matter what, I will always talk to you. No matter if you spend
OnlyFans,
money or not.
The company make their profit. They take a little off the credit card transactions.
Yeah.
Top of the credit card transaction fee?
No, so all together. Like, whatever you make a month, they take 20% of that.
That's steep.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You guys need a girl version. Can we form a girl power one where we run it and we get more to the girls?
So what is the future of OnlyFans? Where do you see it going? Is it going to evolve?
I think that OnlyFans is just beginning. I think that it's going to get way bigger, to be honest. I think that, you know, I'm thinking about maybe starting another OnlyFans and keeping it, like, fitness.
Yeah.
Like, doing, like a
almost
fitness
like
one.
A fitness membership
yeah,
one would be
yeah.
really cool.
And, like, selling my workouts and stuff like that. Because, I mean, like, I've been in the fitness industry for 7+ years now. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Do you have merch? Are you selling merch?
No, I want to. That's another big thing
you
that I want
to
do.
You
yeah,
do
I know.
A cute t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
But we see too many dorky sweatshirts and things that are not cute. Something cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Like do you get women on your OnlyFans page?
Oh, yeah, I do. I get women and couples.
Oh, couples.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but I get women. And,
I like
you know,
that
it's
idea
cool.
of selling your fitness membership there.
Yeah, I think that would
that
be really
is something
fun.
Like every day you could motivate people like
yeah,
a coach?
Exactly. And, you know, people, I get asked for fitness, you know, advice, and I get asked for my workouts all the time. And I try to post them on my Instagram story so people have some type of, you know, guide. Because it's super hard to get into fitness. It's super hard to make a workout and make a structure, you know?
It really is.
When you go into
yes.
the gym, you don't know where to start, where to go, where to finish. So I think that I could really help people with that.
Oh my gosh. I have to introduce you to one of my clients, Shalene Johnson, who's like one of the most world-famous fitness videos.
Really?
She's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most fitness videos ever produced. She did
really?
Like Beachbody Fitness and Pio.
Yeah.
And all the stuff you see on TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah, she can give you some great advice about starting your own program. But that's so fascinating.
Yeah. So, yes, to your answer, I do think that OnlyFans is just going to go up.
Yeah.
I think that people are, you know, because it's, you can, when you get into the adult industry type of stuff, you can go online and find anything. But it's the fact that you don't only get that type of content, but you also get the connection, you know?
That's true.
I said, I get to talk to people every single day.
I think people like to see you as a full person.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Not just like an
X-rated
movie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have content where you're a real girl with real life and real problems.
Yeah.
And, like,
and I share it with them. And I think that's... That's the
That's
fun
fascinating.
Of it.
Do you ever envision outgrowing it? Like, you know, 10 years from now, you're like,
oh, yeah, I think I'll stop.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll stop Instagram. Like, I think that I'll always share, you know?
Instagram's become, like, our own photo album for, like,
I know.
It's all in there, like, from 5 years back.
So, I think that Instagram isn't going anywhere. I think that new platforms will pop up, but I don't think that, you know... TikTok, I think TikTok is getting super strict, and I think that people are getting a little sick of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're taking down videos of people that aren't even doing anything sexual.
That's
they're just
so
like,
true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could post a video and have a needle in it, and
that would be
people
it.
Would
yeah,
be
I've
like,
done that where my videos get taken down.
Yeah,
for
you know? And then
harm,
I think that.
Like, I'm harming
yeah,
someone.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, they should let people share on TikTok, because I think that that's what TikTok should be. Is,
definitely.
You know, you should just be able to express yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm a woman. And, you know, I don't do anything horrible on there. You know, I do TikTok dances and stuff like that, and they take my things down. So it's just getting annoying to the point where I don't want to do it anymore, you know?
Just kind of exerting their power a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, to show you that the platform's not yours. That's why you got to
And they're getting more strict. They're, like, really, really
strict.
Changing. Yeah. So. Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing all your insights with us. It's so fascinating. I feel like I keep learning every day when I come to work. Yeah. Where can people find you on all your social handles? And if they want to come follow you on OnlyFans.
Okay. So everything is The Real Britt Fit. Yeah. And then if you want to find
that's BRITT.
Yeah, it's The Real BRITT Fit, FIT.
Perfect.
Yes. And my OnlyFans is in the link in my bio, so yeah. If you'd like to come chat with me. And yeah, I have a Twitter and a TikTok, but it's The Real Britt Fit 3? Oh, XO. The Real Britt Fit XO. That's my TikTok.
On TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah. There you have it, guys. Yeah. It's time to start your own OnlyFans.
It's worth it.
We're keeping you on top of the time, so stay tuned to learn more. Thanks so much for tuning in. And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. Thanks so much, Britt, for trusting me with your face. We're going to clear up all your breakouts and get your skin glowy and fresh.
Yes.
I'm going to send you home with our acne kit, and literally in a month, you'll see big improvements.
I'm so excited.
Yes, and thanks for coming.
I have perfect clear skin.
Come in again for your next microneedling. We'll show you guys the progress, too.
Yes, of course.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.